For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm David Monteith. Tomorrow's the day for entrepreneurs who heard the call to grow marijuana for medical use in Arkansas and saw green. The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Division will make the big announcement at a regular meeting of the Medical Marijuana Commission. As Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, even the commissioners don't know who got picked.
By September's deadline, the state of Arkansas had 95 applications from individuals and companies applying to own and run one of five marijuana growing facilities. That's the total number of licenses the Medical Marijuana Commission agreed on. Each member took all 95 applications and scored them according to a score sheet they'd agreed on.
These 95 applications were scored individually by each commissioner. They were then brought back to Alcohol Beverage Control Office, turned in individually. So at this point, the commissioners are also going to learn along with everyone else those top five scores.
That's spokesman Scott Harden. Each application was turned in with a check for $15,000. Those that don't get picked get half of that back, but those that do have to submit another $100,000 and post a $500,000 performance bond within 7 days of official notification. After this, the commission and the department will turn its attention to the 227 applications to retail medical marijuana. Harden says he expects that selection to be made by May. What's more, he says medical marijuana could be for sale in the state legally before the end of summer. To date, the state has approved over 4,000 medical marijuana cards for patients. Harden says the anticipation is 10 times greater than that, 40,000 registered patients, when the program's fully up and running. Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.